Hello and happy Sabbath, brethren. It is good to see you, not all of you with my eyes, but with his spirit. I can imagine you out there in the Zoom and webcast land. Well, we're all looking forward to when these restrictions are lifted. This is a trial, isn't it? I hope we all recognize that this is a trial for God's people and the world. Today, I want to talk about stress. Two kinds of stress people experience, and the best way to deal with distress, the negative kind of stress. Most people deal with the negative stress in various ways, which I'll get to shortly. Those whom God calls to be his children eventually learn how to deal with distress. The title of this message is, Walking with God Gives Inner Peace. True inner peace. Trials come in many forms, don't they? Whether from lack of sleep, it's a trial, believe me, getting hurt, becoming sick, loss of job, pandemic or otherwise, bills, taxes, goes on. According to the Holmes Raah survey or scale, Raah is spelled R-A-H-E, that's how I pronounce it. The top 10 most stressful events in life are death of a spouse, and the publisher of this scale added the words in parentheses, a child. Number 2, divorce. Number 3, marital separation. Then followed by imprisonment, death of a close family member, personal injury or illness, marriage, dismissal from work, marital reconciliation, retirement. We have often heard from psychology experts how this specific time of year, Christmas, is one of the most anxiety-causing times of the whole year. Also, I don't know about you, I think moving from one house to another house is very stressful, especially if you're employed. That leads back to the first thing I mentioned, lack of sleep. No, I have not moved recently, fortunately. I don't know where this pandemic, with its multitude of restrictions, closures, lockdowns, fit in the scale. The bottom line is, life begets stress. There are two kinds of stress we experience. Negative stress, called distress, and positive stress, called eustress, spelled E-U-S-T-R-E-S-S. According to wikidiff.com, the difference between stress and distress and eustress, as nouns, the difference between them is that eustress is psychology, a healthful, stimulating kind and level of stress, while distress is, and cause of, discomfort. As a verb, distress is to cause strain or anxiety to someone. So eustress, you feel good. Distress, you don't feel good. We're familiar with both kinds of stress. A little more enlightenment on eustress comes from this quote by a Dr. Lee. I don't know the have a citation, but the quote is, quote, eustress produces positive feelings of excitement, fulfillment, meaning, satisfaction, and well-being, unquote. Since distress causes physical or emotional discomfort, and oftentimes results from physical damage, it gets the most attention from those who form ways to deal with the physical and resulting emotional negativity of stress. WebMD.com points to the 10 best methods of dealing with negative stress. Regular exercise, 2.5 hours a week. Relaxing your muscles, like stretching. Deep breathing, and here's where meditation is introduced by others. Eat well, slow down, take a break, make time for hobbies, talk about your problems, Go easy on yourself, number 9, and 10 is eliminate your triggers. There are a multitude of ways to de-stress. Unfortunately, there are ways of dealing with negative stress and the anxiety it produces that are even more harmful. Drugs, alcohol, thrill-seeking, to name a few. Drugs like opioids from prescriptions, heroin, and synthetic like fentanyl have caused nearly 47,000 deaths in 2018. 32% from prescription opioids, like OxyContin type, and over 750,000 deaths since 1999, according to the CDC, Center for Disease Control. This itself is recognized as a pandemic. This world is full of a lot of unhappy people, isn't it? This is Satan's world, though. It's going to get worse. We know this. Scripture tells us a lot about what is to happen, which will dial up the stress, the distress, and anxiety of all nations. This world has a Savior, but it doesn't know it yet. He is proclaimed worldwide, but only revealed to a few right now. He'll be revealed to a great multitude of people when, at the time of this world's prophesied greatest time of distress in its history in the near future. And then all humanity, when that same Savior returns to this world to make it his kingdom. Distress affects humans, animals, and plants. Human distress and anxiety have been around since Adam and Eve. We know how people throughout history dealt with stress and anxiety, same as now, in their own fashions. How did God's people deal with stress back then? Well, let's look at some examples, shall we? I'll begin here with Enoch. I won't turn there, but just reference the scriptures right now. In Genesis 5, 18 to 24, it says, Enoch was born to Lamech at age 65. Enoch began walking with God. He walked with God for 300 years and died. Compare Hebrews 11, 5 with Hebrews 11, 13, and you'll see he died. Enoch was unique in his generation. He was the first person, God says, who walked with him. All around Enoch, the world went their own ways, which were contrary to God's ways. It got to the point where the people around Enoch, they didn't like him at all. And we understand God took him to another location on earth so he could die. And so that he wouldn't be harmed by those who do the deeds of their father, the devil. Enoch died at that age, 365. He pleased and he walked with God. Let's consider Noah next. In Genesis 6:5, we won't turn there, all people in the whole world had intents and thoughts of evil in their hearts continually. In verse 8, Noah found grace in the eyes of God. In verse 9, God's word says, Noah was a just man, perfect in his generations, and he walked with God. Scripture implies Noah was walking with God and then had his three sons. In verse 13, God tells Noah why he will destroy all flesh and then for Noah to build a great ship. That could produce all kinds of stress and anxiety. But Noah walked with God. Moses, the most humble man who has lived besides Jesus Christ, according to Scripture, he obeyed and he walked with God. Though that specific phrase, walked with God, is only tied to Enoch and Noah in Scripture. Everyone God calls to himself must learn to walk with God. Jesus, the only begotten Son of God, he walked with God, and he taught and set the example of how to walk with his Father God to his disciples. He taught his disciples how to walk with God by walking with them for 3.5 years. Not only did 11 of the original 12 learn to walk with him and the Father, they taught others too. The Apostle Paul learned in a more direct way. Paul was tested more than anyone besides Jesus, who was tested in all ways that people can be tested and never sinned. We see that in 2 Corinthians 11, 24 through 28. We'll turn there. We'll see how Paul dealt with the distresses described. 2 Corinthians 11, 24. I'm reading from the New King James Version. And I'm breaking into the thought here. He's just now starting to talk about the kind of sufferings he endured. From the Jews, 5 times I received 40 stripes, minus one. Jewish law said 39 was the maximum. 3 times I was beaten with rods. Once I was stoned. Usually only takes once, right? 3 times I was shipwrecked. A night and a day I have been in the deep. In journeys often. In perils of watchers often. In perils of robbers. In perils in the city. Perils in the wilderness. Perils in the sea. Perils among false brethren, in weariness and toil, in sleeplessness often, in hunger and thirst, in fastings often, in cold and nakedness. Besides the other things, what comes upon me daily? My deep concern for all the churches. He, like the other apostles, learned to deal with their distresses with joy. The joy, the second fruit of God's Spirit, listen in Galatians 5, 22 and 23. While in the flesh, God's people they're not yet perfect, and they'll sometimes react out of their distresses. Well, that reaction should only be momentarily, if one is led by his Spirit. Now, we don't let it get a hold of us until we are without joy. I looked at the fruits of his Spirit as an upside down pyramid. A pyramid where love is at the base, then joy, then peace. God is love, right? Well, it needs to permeate everything we do, our thoughts. And it's supported by the joy which leads us with a positive attitude for whatever comes our way. When we are led by his Spirit, his love, and the joy which accompanies it, we have peace, his peace. These in turn provide for other fruits to proliferate. His peace, not the kind of peace deep breathing, meditation, stretching, taking breaks and such provide, but the inner peace Jesus said he will give us. Let's turn to that scripture, John 14, 27. John 14, 27. Still in the New King James Version. And this is the only gospel this appears. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. I add the words in everything for myself. Now, we cannot let the God of this world trouble us nor make us afraid. Let's not be like the second and third groups of the parable of the sower, where we feel bad from the persecution, not celebrating Christmas or other things that cause distress and forms of persecution, intimidation, and not being needing to be concerned about money so much. So, in conclusion, let us all follow Christ Jesus as he, the Apostle Paul's, and the other apostles who we know will be in the kingdom, and others we see doing the same example, show us. Let's be positive minded. Let's make sound God-led decisions. How we can live seeking first his kingdom, Matthew 6:33, and the holy city to come, like those in Hebrews 11:39. Walking with God gives true inner peace. Peace to you all. Happy Sabbath.